Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions. 18 plus. Today in Business from Wired.
Germany raises red flags about Palantir's big data dragnet. A court has issued strict limits on how police can pull innocent bystanders into big data investigations. By Morgan Meeker. Britta Edder's list of phone contacts is full of people the German state considers to be criminals. As a defense lawyer in Hamburg, her client list includes anti-fascists, people who campaign against nuclear power, and members of the PKK, a banned militant Kurdish nationalist organization. For her client's sake, she used to be cautious on the phone. "When I talk on the phone, I always think, maybe I'm not alone," she says. That self-consciousness even extends to phone calls with her mother. But when Hamburg passed new legislation in 2019 allowing police to use data analytics software built by the CIA-backed company Palantir, she feared she could be pulled further into the big data dragnet. A feature of Palantir's Gotham platform allows police to map networks of phone contacts, placing people like Edder, who are connected to alleged criminals but are not criminals themselves, effectively under surveillance. "I thought this is the next step in police trying to get more possibilities to observe people without any concrete evidence linking them to a crime," Edder says. So, she decided to become one of 11 claimants trying to get the Hamburg law annulled. And recently, they succeeded. A top German court ruled the Hamburg law unconstitutional and issued strict guidelines for the first time about how automatic data analysis tools like Palantir's can be used by police, and it warned against the inclusion of data belonging to bystanders, such as witnesses or lawyers like Edder. The ruling said that the Hamburg law and a similar law in Hesse allow police with just one click to create comprehensive profiles of persons, groups, and circles without differentiating between suspected criminals and people who are connected to them. The decision did not ban Palantir's Gotham tool, but limited the way police can use it. Edder's risk of being flagged or having her data processed by Palantir will now be dramatically reduced, says Bijan Moini, head of legal of the Berlin-based Society for Civil Rights, or GFF, which brought the case to court. Although Palantir was not the ruling's target, the decision still dealt a blow to the 19-year-old company's police ambitions in Europe's biggest market. Co-founded by billionaire Peter Thiel, who remains the chairman, Palantir helps police clients connect disparate databases and pull huge amounts of people's data into an accessible well of information. But the guidance issued by Germany's court can influence similar decisions across the rest of the European Union, says Sebastian Goya, assistant professor of criminology at Ruhr University Bochum, who wrote the complaint against Hamburg's Palantir law. "I think this will have a bigger impact than just in Germany." During the court proceedings, the head of the Hessian State Criminal Police argued in favor of the way they wanted to use Palantir by citing the successes of the software, known locally as Hessen Data. In December, police were able to find a suspect implicated in Germany's attempted coup when a far-right group was arrested for plotting to violently overthrow the government because Hessen Data was able to connect a phone number flagged through phone tapping with a number once submitted in connection to a non-criminal traffic accident. That example did not persuade the court that people who are not suspected criminals should be exposed to this software. Almost all these types of systems collect information about innocent people within their databases, says Andrew Guthrie Ferguson, professor of law at Washington College of Law and author of the book The Rise of Big Data Policing. The linkages are broad and deep and create a web of associational suspicion. That's their power and their danger. Any country trying to build data-driven surveillance systems is going to run into the over-collection problem. The court decision in Germany affects Hamburg, which was about to start using Palantir and now cannot use the company's software until it rewrites its rules governing the way police analyze big data. Hesse, which has been using Palantir software since 2017, can keep using the platform under strict conditions but must rewrite its local legislation by September. In other states not directly implicated in the decision, political pressure is growing to cut ties with the company. The system must not be used in Bavaria, Horst Arnold, a member of the Social Democratic Party, said on Twitter. We would like to point out again that constitutional institutions should not blindly resort to error-prone technologies made by questionable IT companies, said Green MPs Misbah Khan and Konstantin von Notz. Palantir, which reached annual profitability for the first time recently, is struggling to replicate its U.S. successes in Europe. Some countries, particularly in continental Europe, including Germany, have fallen behind the United States in their willingness and ability to implement enterprise software systems that challenge existing habits and modes of operation, Alex Karp, Palantir CEO, said in a letter to shareholders in November 2022. Despite this, Palantir says it is happy with the court decision. We welcome the German Federal Constitutional Court's efforts to provide clarity on the circumstances and ways in which police authorities can process their lawfully collected data to help keep people safe, says Paula Cipierre, head of privacy and public policy at Palantir's Berlin office. Thanks to its high configurability, Palantir software can be flexibly adapted to new legal conditions. But the ruling introduces barriers in the way Palantir works. The state has to make clear what parts of the operating system or what functions they want to use in advance, says Goya. This will also drag Palantir's police features out into the open, because police forces will have to publish legislation detailing what they are before they use them. For Etter, the ruling is a victory, not just for herself, but also for the privacy of her clients. She has clients who have been linked to groups like the PKK, but I also have a lot of just normal people who have a criminal case one time in their life, she says.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.